Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Tonight, I want to get into on the conversation. The CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, defended YouTube's censorship practices in a recent interview following the latest round of content creator demonization and bannings caused by leftist outlet Fox. I'm going to get into that. Yes, freedom of speech is starting to go bye-bye, but don't worry, because creepy, cruddy Joe Biden said in 1974 that we can get rid of the First Amendment. Isn't that interesting? Wow. You know, the misogynistic, you know, commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, the woman hater, the black hater, the race, all that stuff, you know, he's done something that's very interesting. Get into that. Despite being hundreds of billions of dollars in debt, California is somehow going to extend health care for illegal immigrants. It's that Common Core math again. You know, hey, we're going to give health care to illegal immigrants, but those 9/11 responders. Oh, yeah, 9/11 didn't happen, whatever. That's, yeah, we forgot all about that one, yeah. Never thought I'd stand. I want to thank John Stewart for speaking the truth. Thank you, buddy. I also want to get into, did you see that hearing yet? Yeah, that wonderful hearing that had, I don't know, a guy by the name of John Dean. He had something to do with Richard Nixon's, you know, kind of, get into that. Yeah, because, you know, if you're going to go after Trump saying he's done something illegal, you might as well use someone who's been corrupt himself. What the heck? Wow. There are a lot of states that are now allowing you to use cannabis to help with opioid abuse. Interesting. I'll get into that. And much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook. Thank you for tuning in. Matthew 5:9 says, God blesses those who work for peace, for those who will be called the children of God. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. What a show we got for you tonight, because it's just jam-packed. It's just, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. People are waking up. Even John Stewart's waking up. You know, and I've said this on my program for years. I don't care. There is no left or right for me. But there is the right answer. It doesn't matter. I mean, I hope someone that listens supported Obama. But you can't. I'd be scared if you said that you supported 199% of every single solitary word that came out of his mouth. You supported everything he believed, everything he did. I hope not. And that's what's going on in this world. We have so many people that believe they're circus. And you finally, there are some people on the left that are like, okay, I'm done. Sorry, I don't want to be North Korea anymore. I'm done with this circus. I'm done. Look at what this country, look at how this country is going. Granted, the dollar's not worth crap, but look at, it's going in the right direction. Jobs are coming back. Industry's coming back. That's what's happening. The Google CEO, Sundar Pichai, P-I-C-H-A-I. I think he's from India, but I'm not really sure. Let me find out. He defends the YouTube censorship in an interview. Yes, he did. But that, I mean, well, Joe Biden, creepy Biden, actually, if you look it up, in 1974, said that, oh, we can eliminate the First Amendment. We can get your freedom of speech gone.
Well, they just about are doing it.
They're trying to. Now, here's the thing, though. If you go on Google, you go on YouTube, you go on Twitter, and you say, okay, let's chop Trump's head off. Let's kill Biden. Let's kill Mike Pence. Kill Melania Trump. They have no problem. They love you. But if you were to say anything truthful about Biden, oh.
Well, you know what's funny? You should say that. Like I told you when I got home from work today, that Terrence Williams, a guy that I just think is hilarious and funny, well, his first time doing FaceTime Live was when his first video, you know, that mm-hmm. he did. Well, it was when FaceTime Live first, you know, when they first came out with it.
Yeah.
He was at work and. Okay, this is gonna, I'm not being racist, but he's a black man. And that's what I grew up calling black people, so that's what I'm my generation, that's what we call them. Okay, I was 5 years old and I called them something else, leave me alone. Anyway, he was at lunch, he was eating chicken. Facebook got him in trouble. And reported him as a racist because he was a black man. He talked about this on Glenn Beck show. For being a black man eating chicken, it had to be racist. He was trying to be racist.
So if you have a white person on there that's at like a farm and they go into the house and they show a broken TV on top of a...
I eat chicken. Today.
No, what I'm saying is, okay, if a guy goes into a house, he's white, and he films his house, and there's a working TV on top of a non-working TV, is he going to get fired for being a redneck racist?
I don't know, but you would have had me when I was 8 years old. That's insane. We had a TV that broke, and we had a black-and-white TV, so we could afford to get another TV on top of it.
I'm gonna tell you a story because this dates me it's kind of funny that I'm doing this because when me and my friends were younger, we used to like play music and pretend we were DJs and we did WKFC radio. And it was out of Harlem, New York. It was called WKFC Radio. It was sponsored by Popeye's Chicken. And it was hilarious. The WKFC, the call letters did not have anything to do with Kentucky Fried Chicken. Okay, we're sponsored by Popeyes. It's better than churches. I mean, and it was based out of Harlem, and we play, like, all the old, like, Soul Man and stuff like that. You know, Sam and Dave, Otis Redding, all that stuff. Now, if you put that on the, you'd be screwed.
Yeah. And tattooed.
Yeah, because we did like a whole spoof where they came and robbed us of our Popeye's chicken and left us churches. Oh, yeah, it was great. I wish I had those tape recordings. But that was before we had internet or anything. We just did that out of our house. But you know, nowadays, they're censoring everything and anything.
Yeah, but...
Well, on the left, on the right side, though.
Well, what got him started doing live, and, you know, he's pro-Trump, is a bunch of his friends were saying, man, let's go back to Africa. And he's going, what are you talking about? I've never been to Africa. But yeah, I mean, it couldn't be because he's a black man for Trump.
Yeah.
You know, that couldn't be why they.
No.
No, they said because he ate chicken.
But it's just one of those, this world is just. You're getting a lot of people waking up, and when they had that congressional hearing on the Mueller report and all this crap, and I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. There are people like my wife's parents are like a Kennedy Democrat, and there's a lot of people that are. Okay, I support Democrat. I've been a Democrat for a long time, but it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, but this, come on, okay, what have you done to improve this country? All I've seen you do is attack after attack after attack after attack after attack on Trump.
Uh-huh. If it's a Republican, doesn't necessarily even have to be Trump. It's always about Trump normally. It could be any Republican or conservative or white person now says something, and oh my God, you know, it's the end of the world.
And that's the people are like, okay, that hearing they had yesterday, they had one of Nixon's rejects.
That was the funniest thing.
John Dean. Are you kidding me? Can they, I mean, talk about waste of space, waste
that
of money.
Congressman. Called him the ghost of Christmas past.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
It was. And people are seeing what, if I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, if you can't see how much of a joke this government is, no one can help you. If Trump hasn't shown you by now how big of a waste of space and time and energy and money this government is, no, we can't help you. I'm sorry. There's nothing I could. The mind of Jamal couldn't help you. Glenn Beck couldn't help you.
Russia
Breitbart couldn't help you. Russia couldn't help. No one could help you. Nazi Germany couldn't help you.
Sean Hannity.
No one can help you. If you think that this government is. I'm one of those people when they say, like, well, a new study came out said that only about 55% trust the government. I'm like, how is it 55%? I'm surprised. Anyone trust the government. But it's one of those things. And you have, I mean, you, it's just crazy because you have this hearing. Well, this is the proof. We got the proof. We've got a guy who knows a guy whose buddy's friend says that they've got the real proof. You need to, who is it? Who's that guy? Rob Reiner, who said, the Congress needs to read the Mueller report so that they need to get Trump out of office. They need to, well, the report doesn't show anything. What are they going to, but that's the funny thing, though. They don't care.
I love that congressman, what he said to him. You know, mm-hmm. It goes to Christmas past. You called how many presidents, Richard Nixon? How many? Oh, he listened about every Republican. Since Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Now, Ronald Reagan, Bush, I don't think the first Bush, it was the second Bush and Cheney. He wrote a book about them.
Yeah.
How much money did you make? I don't know. Well, okay, that's not right.
Yeah.
How can you testify? What are you testifying to? You don't know nothing about the Mueller report.
Yeah.
You had nothing to do with it.
Oh, I know.
What was the point?
Yeah. It was hilarious.
I still never got what the point was.
Yeah. I don't know what that.
Except for wasting our tax. See, people, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, like you have said. People should be waking up on how much they are wasting our
money. Yes. I think this is what I think gets John Stewart because. Well, look at how many millions you can, how many years can you drag on this Mueller thing and this Russia crap? Okay, I'm not a huge Trump supporter, but guess what? There's nothing there. Quit wasting our money. We have 9/11 responders and you won't do anything to help them. But I guarantee you, if any of those, if those congressmen and women, if that was their son or daughter in that thing, they would, that kid would be having it. Maybe not all of them, but at least that one responder would have it.
Yeah. I just, speaking of John Stewart, I don't know if you're going to talk about him now or later. What are you going to do?
Well, go.
Well, I was just going to say, I haven't had no respect for the man. I couldn't stand him, don't like him. Just, I never watched the Daily Show. If we're watching Comedy Central and the comedian, the whoever's on it now comes on, I mute it because I don't want to hear him because all they do is hate Trump. They're not funny anymore. Jon Stewart at least tried to be funny. I heard him a few times, but he wouldn't leave. He was at the altar of Bill Clinton and all that.
Yeah.
I got some respect for him today about his speech for the 9/11 people.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it spade a spade.
But that's why I tell people, how can you say you're an Obama supporter and agree 100% with every single thought through what he said? I can't say that about anybody. There's not one person on this planet, even my wife, I can't agree with 100% about every single thought through everything she says.
Well, you should.
Happy wife, happy life.
Amen. But, I mean, even he was saying Trump has done more for the 9/11. They're getting, the claims are getting processed. They're getting the money faster. What about white? Eight. Obama's had 8 years. What the heck did he do?
Not a damn thing. Play golf?
See? And there was the first tournament, well, they were taken care of. Well, after the whole thing was a mess.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on. This could have been done
a long time ago.
It could have been done 9/12. You're going to think some responders breathing all, the people breathing in all that stuff wasn't going to get sick?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, I hate to say it, but it's sort of like the Desert Storm Syndrome where they can't know what's going on because then they would have to pay for it. So we can't figure out what's going on with you.
Agent Orange. I've taken care of people who have been dusted with Agent Orange.
You think about it like this. If you're spraying something that can kill anything and everything, how is it not going to harm a human being?
In some way, shape, or form. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. But, yeah. I just, in awe of Jon Stewart. I never thought I would ever say that in the movie.
I've seen him before where he's called a spade a spade, but
he
very rarely.
To, if you notice, like I told you earlier, he got out of the game when all this anti-Trump started.
Yeah, this massive,
Trump derangement.
Yeah, when they just went after him because he's like, wait a minute.
He's breathing.
Because you got to understand something. A lot of the left, like, they supported him. And now all of a sudden we're supposed to bash someone that we've supported for years?
Well, yeah. He was on Obama. I mean, Oprah, Clinton's with his wedding.
Oh, I know. That's the thing. He doesn't understand it. He's like, okay, I can't keep being a part of this shit. I may be left, but I'm not your changing my viewpoint every 5 seconds left.
Right. And I think that's why he lost the show.
Yeah, and he's like, I support left issues, but I don't change.
And
if we're going to have a wall, let's have a wall.
I can have a conversation with, and I can sort of respect.
Yeah.
If you can talk to me, just know you probably are not going to change my mind. You might get me to think of it in a different way. But I have my viewpoint. I have reasons for my viewpoint. If you listen to mine, I'll listen to yours.
Yep.
I can respect that. All right, I'm gonna stop. It's not my show; it's your show.
All right, love you. I'm gonna get into this because this is pretty interesting. Because as you know, our president is racist. He's misogynistic. He's a bigot. He hates women. All this stuff. That's why good old Brigadier General Laura Yeager will take command of the 40th Infantry Division on June 29th at Joint Forces Training Base in Los Alamitos, California. That's right, folks. The first woman to take command of a U.S. Army infantry division. A woman. And that is under Trump's watch. Isn't that very interesting? Because it's the best man or woman or whatever you want to call it for the job. You know, there's, well, how dare you ban gays from the military? Well, they discriminate a lot of people. I know somebody that couldn't get into the army because their teeth are so bad. That's right. They couldn't get into the army because their teeth were so bad. They discriminate. If you can't, if you get into the military, you get into the Marines, you have your first physical fitness test, and you have to be able to do like 56 sit-ups and like at least 3 pull-ups, bare minimum, and run a mile and a half under like 13 minutes. If you can't do it, you go to a rehabilitation platoon where they get your physical fitness and training up to par. And if you can't get it up to par, then they look into seeing why can't you? Why are you having issues? And then if it's something physical, like with my myopathy, they'd be okay, yeah, I'd have been able to do it, but I would have been the next day in like not wanting to get out of bed. So as hell. As hell. I'd have been, but it's one of those things. You know? But they have standards. You have to have 20/20 vision to be considered to be an Air Force pilot. Then they have like a simulator thing that has like a grid thing with dots, and you have to, it's like a, not like, it's not a plane, but you do these things and it tells how good you are. And if you can't do this in a certain amount of time or at this accuracy, then you can't even consider to go on to the next level before you can, you know, go to aviation school. And then like only the top 1% become top gun. And that's what people don't realize. They don't. They're very discriminative, and you need to be. If she's the best woman for the job, Laura Yeager, she should have the job. If she's the most qualified, and that's the thing. You need the best person for the job in this world. When you look up jobs and you want to get a job and you're like, okay, what is a certified manager certificate? Okay, I guess I got to figure out what that is because they demand that one. And then you go to another job. Oh, yeah, that thing's a joke. They make you have that for that company. Oh, That's a waste of a. Here, you want me to print up a certificate? Oh, well, $5. It's like the University of Laverga.com, you know. Get what you want. Get your degree. It's not legit or anything, but hey, the more you give us, the better your diploma will actually look. I went to the University of Laverga.com. And my diploma looked pretty bad. Because I only gave him $10. But when I upped my tuition to $1,000, my diploma instantly got better. It even looked more legit. It even had accreditation numbers that were legit. I just hope they don't realize that they don't match what's on the top of the certificate. Because the name of that university does not match what the certificate numbers are for. So, you know, that's what, you know, it's, you want the best person for the job. And that's what's wrong in this world. You know, you go to all these things and they want all this and be, I actually looked at a job one time, and like, well, you have to have this and this and this. I'm like, I know someone that's doing this job, and they don't have any of that. I actually told one person one time, I said, it's kind of like this. If you wanted me to have the job, you'd give it to me. Plain and simple. I know people that don't even have any of the certification, but they have the job. I know many people that are in a position that don't even have the legal certification that you're supposed to have for that job, but they have it because somebody they know is higher up and they have the job. But it's nice to know that, wow, there's a woman in there. And it's the best qualified. That's why I don't care. I'll have a Chinese person have on my back as a firefighter if he's the best man for the job and he's the best. I don't care. Race, gender don't matter. I want the best. And that's what we've gotten away from that in this world. We've got to have separate. Like at Virginia Tech, when they had all those, I wonder what would happen if you said, no, I want to graduate in a normal ceremony. Why didn't people stand up and say, wait a minute, I'm not going to be a part of this. If you have to have a separate ceremony, if they have to have a separate ceremony, then I wish I would have known this, because I would have never come to this university if I'd have known that you were going to have a graduation for whites, graduation for rednecks, graduation for Chinese, a graduation for Cantonese, Mandarin, Japanese. Spanish, Mexican, Puerto Rican. Hey, man, this is bullcrap, you know. I'm Puerto Rican, man, and they put me in the Mexican graduation, man. This is wrong, man. I'm offended. That's just where we live in. No, John Stewart's kind of starting to see the light. A 9-12, they could have done. They could have done something for those responders. I kind of look at it like this. Be careful what you do in this world, because look at what they gave up and sacrificed. Where's their voice? John Stewart was their voice. Why isn't anything getting done? Then you have AOC. AOC, this is hilarious. This is because she's going off about how she's not going to get a pay raise. She's not going to. This were her words. Yet voting against the cost of living increase for members of Congress may sound nice, but doing so increases pressure on them to keep dark money loopholes open. This makes campaign finance reform harder. All workers deserve cost of living increases, including minimum wage workers. Why don't we make the dollar more stronger? Do something to make the dollar more valuable. Because what do you think is going to, okay, pay me $30 an hour. It's only going to be a matter of time before, well, $30 an hour ain't cutting it anymore. I need $50 an hour. And $60. And before you know it, the average minimum wage worker is taking home $5,000 a week and they can't live on it. Remember that show, South Park, where they had the future people? Well, he puts 25 cents in his bank account here, and it earns interest in the future. It equivalated to $42 billion, which is like equivalent to like $3 in our time, but it's enough to feed his family. That's what's going to happen. You're going to have people at McDonald's when I'm 90 making $80 an hour, and they're not going to be able to barely make it. Asira Cortez, if you're pissed that you're not getting a congressional wage increase, then you're doing something wrong. You're not working the system. I kind of joked about this, but I love the video. This is only a joke. But there's a video where this family goes into, and the grandma goes with the kids, and they go to get a cake, and they get, I don't have enough. We'll have to take back the cake, and the Asian guy buys the cake for the family. He goes, well, when I was younger, somebody bought a cake for me. Now, when you get older, give back to someone else, help someone else out when you have the ability to do it. And I'm like, if that family can't afford that cake, then they're not using the system right. They're not milking. They're not getting the benefit. They should be having lobster tails, filet mignons in the basket. They should be having a six, you know, because that's what we think of. You know, we see all these, you know, it's like, how dare I don't get a congressional pay increase? Why should you get a pay increase? You don't do anything. All you do is make no sense. That's all she does. That's why I've decided to introduce my Black New Deal. It's gonna require mandating you only use fossil fuels. Wind turbines are gonna go bye-bye. Water turbines are gonna go bye-bye. Solar panels are gonna be banned. You're only gonna be able to use coal or oil. Natural gas is gonna go bye-bye. Yep. You're only gonna be allowed to use black oil or coal. It's called the Black New Deal. Yes, that's right. Started by me. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you are around the world, thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And that's that Black New Deal that I jokingly made up is sort of like the Green New Deal. They want a pay increase. What do? I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, libertarian, independent. If you don't see through Trump's workings how worthless this government is, there's nothing you can do. So like having a party and expecting, yeah, have your friends come early and they can help you decorate for your birthday and do all this stuff. And then when they get there, they just screw around. And by the time it's time for the party to happen, the people that didn't come early to help decorate show up and nothing's done because, hey, the parent thought that the kid bringing over his friends to help decorate the party would have done it early. All they did was screw around outside. So at 4:40, when the party starts at 5, there's the parents trying to do everything, trying to put up the crepe paper and get the cake ready and do all this stuff because you said, now that's this government. They're not doing anything. They're just a waste of walking space. Well, this Green New Deal, yep, you're going to have to get rid of gasoline, oil, fossil fuels. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so great. I know it is because I'm educated. I graduated from Harvard. Yep, third grade. I'm AOC. But, I mean, this is how bad it is. I mean, you have a poster child of the Democratic Party in Hollywood, Alyssa Milano. She's betraying the Me Too. She stands behind Biden and she, I don't know, said hate to be her when stuff really hits the fan because she makes excuses for her buddy, her pal. Yeah, there's a abbreviation for pal I can't really say on the air, but yeah, you can probably figure it out with Joe Biden. But it's one of those, you know, she makes excuses for him, and, oh, and when he turns in to be a Bill Cosby and gets busted, You know, if Joe Biden is the future of the Democratic Party, they're screwed. You know, this is how desperate they are. Well, if I get elected president, I'm going to cure cancer. Okay, there. They've got a cure. It's called cannabis. Cannabidiol, CBD. And there really is no, that is the closest to a cure because there really is no cure because that can help shrink tumors and stuff, but they've not found one thing that can obliterate a tumor 100% to where they can guarantee it will never, ever, ever come back. But it is the closest thing because it programs the cancer to kill itself and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, when you have, like, the head of the leading person of the Democratic Party have a thing in Iowa and have 85 people show up. They'll make it look like there's 5 million people there, but there's 85 people that showed up. But he's leading the way for the Democratic Party, you know. See, but I don't think they don't care. That's the bottom line. These politicians, they don't care. They get, it's not like there's a performance review and they get paid. Here's my money, cha-ching, I don't have to do anything. Just come out once in a while. Yep, I'm going to cure cancer, that's right. All right, okay. Until they figure out that ain't going to, until they figure out that was a bunch of BS, I got to figure out what else I can tell them I'm going to do. Just, you know, I got to pretend like I'm doing something, you know, I got to act legit, you know. So like if some of my viewers will get this, especially my Canadian viewers, anyone that watched for the longest time, probably my all-time favorite show was The Red Green Show. And on the program, they had... Oh, my God. Top shot of scene. He's on there. And he goes, and they're talking about basketball. And goes, yep, I invented that. You? Yeah, I was told that the guy's name who invented basketball was James Naismith. Yeah, that was my CIA cover name back in the day. And I had to come up with, to make the whole thing more believable, I had to come up with, you know, what I did, so I came up with Sports Inventor. You don't expect us to believe this, do you? You know, I didn't expect that game to catch on. No, I didn't. You don't really expect us to believe that, do you? Oh, no, I did expect that sure darn game to catch on. And, of course, Harold's like, I can't believe what I'm hearing. And Red goes, that's because you're listening. That's how these politicians are, man. They'll say whatever. They'll do whatever. They don't care. These people that aren't doing a damn thing. Okay, reelected. They had minimum of 8 years. Republicans did to come up with something. Well, if Obamacare is so bad, where's your better plan? How are we going to take the existing American healthcare system and make it better? You had 8 years. Obamacare failed. You had 8 years. Where's your... And they looked like when Trump first became president, and we're like, oh yeah, they're going to overturn Obamacare. They look like college kids cramming for finals. No, that's not what we said, y'all. Hey, dude, what the heck? We only spent 5 minutes on this. What the heck, man? I haven't slept, man. Like, they had no idea. Like, they were just pulling something out their butt. Because they don't care. They're not on the same health care. They don't have to being Obamacare or whatever healthcare plan we get shoved down our throats, they don't have to do it. 99% of the laws that they have, we don't have to abide by them. Snoop Dogg admitted that him and Willie Nelson and all them, they were smoking weed at the White House. I see all these things. Yeah, my parents used to fight all the time over money, but thanks to the tax doctors, they talked to my family's uncle. I think his name was Sam, and they got his friends from the IRS to make sure my parents don't owe as much. You know, they'll come after you for $1,000 if you can't pay it the government loan. But how much does Al Sharpton know? How many millions? That's what people are waking up to. Wait a minute here. I'd love to say, okay, yeah, come after me. Oh, yeah, I'm not paying those taxes. I didn't vote for that. Now, here's the thing. How many, if you had a choice, like at the end of the year, like in your paycheck, if you said, I don't want to pay any taxes, how many people would, I'd pay an increased tax. I've had friends that said they'd pay an increased tax or increase this or whatever the case so they can, to get better roads and do this and all this stuff. I'm like, I wouldn't. If it was up to me, if I have that choice, give me 100% of my paycheck. I don't want no taxes taken out, nothing. So you're telling me that if you have a choice of having taxes come out of your paycheck to be wasted by the government or keep them in your pocketbook, you're going to give the government your money to waste it? Giving your money to the government is like having a stockbroker. For the last 10 years I had one, the only one broker was me. But that's how it is. That's how this world is. Oh, and don't forget, if you're new to the live, you can you can whatever, to let me know you're here, because I can't see. I can't tell who's there until the end. And I see I have 50 views, so I don't know who's watching. So if you want to like or whatever, thumbs up. I might be switching this over because I do have a Kyle's Conversations page, and I might start doing it live there. You know, and I will tag here on my normal page, so in case you're not on the conversation page, you'll still be able to see it, but that way I can direct more people to that, because this is from Kyle's Conversation. It is, that way it's not mainly on my main page, it's on a separate page. So, but I want to thank you so much, y'all, for tuning in. And this is amazing, because I don't know if you heard about this one, but there are a crap ton of states now that are considering and have marijuana on the ballot to use for opioid abuse. So if you have opioid dependency or have opioid, it will help with that. I mean, if you take like lemon purple haze or silver haze, or you can take Girl Scout cookies. Those are great for stomach. And if you do heroin, the more you do it, you're not necessarily trying to get high. You're just trying to keep from getting dope sick. And what can happen is, cannabis, like Girl Scout cookies and some others, can actually help. That's right. They can help with nausea, and they can help you so that your dope sickness isn't as bad. And it can. And there are people who have gotten off of heroin with cannabis. And it's huge. But, you know, it's a plant, so we can't have that. And it's coming down the line. Because everyone is looking at all these states where they've legalized it, and they're not seeing an issue. And they're like, well, look at what happened. Colorado's not having any, it's no big deal. It's just like beer, but with less problems. And that's why they're like, okay, you know. So it's one of those things that moving forward, they're having to do something. I mean, there's already federal courts that are saying like, hey, you got to do something here because they're looking to the DEA and demanding rescheduling. Now, I don't know if like a federal court found that marijuana should not be a Schedule I drug. Can they be ordered? I don't know if they can be ordered to reschedule it or not, or if they can just, no, we're not doing it, we don't care. But it's just one of those things, you know. It's going to be kind of interesting, you know, to see how this turned out, because there's so many. See, like Kentucky, I think even in Kentucky, if it's federally legal, he'll try to block it in some way to where it's not allowed in Kentucky because it's so dangerous, it's so deadly. How dare you? That evil. I mean, I always joke about, you know, because like now everyone's like, well, I can't believe these hallucinogenic mushrooms, they're legalizing. Oh, what are we gonna do? Wow. You know what's gonna happen? I guess I'm one of those people that like. When I was 21, oh, well, I can drink. Yeah, I was party hardy. Now I can do it, it's like no big deal. I'm like, what the hell? Didn't do much for me, you know. And I hardly ever drink, if ever. But it's one of those things that, you know, you may think, oh, wow. But when the novelty wears off, it's gonna wear off, and it's not gonna be like, oh wow, you can do shrooms. So I did it because I thought it was kind of the underground thing that was illegal, you couldn't do, and now it's like, nope. No, I mean, legalized methamphetamine. Like, you're really going to magically all of a sudden do methamphetamine just because it's legal? Cool, man. Now I can finally do meth. It's legal. All right. Now I can legally lose my teeth. How are you doing? I'm meth for like 10 years now. I can't sit, you know. I've been in our treatment centers, you know, but I can't get you out. And yeah, I bet because now I can legalize meth, so I can finally legally use it. You know? I'm sorry, but I don't see people going out in droves downing cocaine once it's legal. I don't see it. I don't see heroin or methamphetamine or cocaine bringing in the dollar revenue that marijuana is as soon as it's legal. I see people, you know, because you still have people with marijuana that will never do it no matter what. So, got about 11 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much. But I want to get on to some Premier League news. Wow, This is if you haven't heard it from the Litz official Twitter account, he's basically what's going on with the way. He is basically, Manchester United need to go after Harry Maguire. They need to go after Lozano. Get these players that are going to dominate, that are going to be great. The Litz is like, well, he's just kissing Manchester United's butt on the Twitter thing. It's all about money. if he okay, I can tell you right now, if he should know where he wants his mind to, well, I need to go to the beach and think about it. No, when he's going on holiday to find out, well, will Barcelona or will Manchester United fork up more money? Because I don't care where I go, if they're going to, I may be a Real Madrid fan since I was 1 year old, but if Manchester United is going to pay me $4 million more, cha-ching.
Why not? Don't hate him. He's looking after him. When he gets 40 years old, well, no, when he gets 30 years old, you want to kick him.
He's already said that there's already talk that in 3 years he's gonna go to Barcelona no matter what. Like he's not basically.
30, according to you, he's done anyway. He's
no, it's.
To live by, so I don't hate.
I do, because you gotta look at it like look at Pogba. Pogba was basically coming to United, but when you heard the backstories, it was only a temporary thing until he, it was basically to get experience so that he could go like the 7 or 8 years he has left in his career at Real Madrid. That's what the lid is. He knows if he goes to Barcelona right now, he's not going to play every game, and he wants to get experience so that in the 2 or 3 years later, I don't want to have someone that doesn't have their heart and soul that wants to. I want someone that's coming to United to wear the shirt that wants to be here for a career. Not, well, I'm just here just to get experience, and in 2 years, I'm definitely going to leave because I really want to go to Barcelona.
Wait,
that's my.
According to you, they are only good till they're 30. So.
I never said that. Where have I said that every single solitary player, look at Cristiano Ronaldo. He is one of the most fit and active players.
When they get too old, they need to stop. So they gotta make the money now.
I wish I could.
Another 30, 40 years when they get done playing.
They'll be a broadcaster. I don't.
Don't
hate. She's just giving me money. My producer is giving me crap just because she's an Everton fan.
Little bit.
Well, here's the thing, okay? Like, when you have a player that in their prime was getting 40 goals a season and now they're getting 3. It's kind of time for them, okay, if we want to continue to win at that level.
Teach the younger people.
Well, then he can come back as a coach. But that doesn't always work because they've taken, I mean,
that's,
you take some
I'm
of the best. There are some of the best players on the pitch that have gone on to be the worst managers. And there are some that were mediocre on the pitch, but they ended up being a great manager. So it depends. But that's my wife, though. But, I mean, I think we're in for Bruno Fernandes for sure. We need to be looking at a player like Lozano. Harry Maguire is primarily proven. He knows what he's doing. I don't mind the lit, but I don't want a player that's basically, you know, in 3 years, he's going to force a move to Barcelona. And he's not set on being a United player. And that's what, you know, I don't want a Paul Pogba that, like, well, I know in 3 years I'm going to push my way to Barcelona or Real Madrid or whatever the squad may be, you know, because, as you know, Pogba, basically, as soon as he came to United, you know, I knew when he got him. Hopefully he lives up to the hype, which he has somewhat. But I knew it was a temporary thing because his main goal, and he's even tweeted this, he wants to be at Real Madrid. I don't, okay.
If they're honest, I don't have a problem with that.
But then, yeah, but why would, okay, well then how can I be guaranteed he's going to put his heart and soul into a club that he doesn't want to be at?
Because you have to understand, honey, if a team goes nowhere with you as a player, how are you going to get money you want to be there in 3 years? What if you're a sucky player in 3 years?
Well, if I was at Real Madrid, I wouldn't take
money.
If I was at Real Madrid, I wouldn't want Pogba the way he's been at United. But Zinedine Zidane has come out adamantly saying he wants him. But are they going to pay the $150 million it's the release clause? I doubt it, because that'd be most of his budget, a good chunk of it for one player. I mean, I'm just one of those people that I want a player that's heart and soul is dedicated to the team, that this is the club they want to be at, and they want to, until injury or something happens, this is what they want to be, not, I just want to be here for like a couple years just to get, because I know at United I'll be able to play every game and I'll be able to get my experience so that then I can go to the club I really want to be at. Now, if that's the case, then go to Inter Milan or something and waste 2 years of your career there so that you can go to Barcelona in the end instead of, because that's what we've had. That's the problem with our club. We've had too many players that, okay, we have the Mourinho players that, okay, we get this person. He's going to be good for maybe two seasons, and then if he's still up to the challenge, he'll go to the MLS, like Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Or, you know, when you have players that were, we still have 18 players that were there in 2015. We still have 18 players at Manchester United. Most clubs have like five or six, because when they've gotten to the point where they can't keep up at the pace that you need to win Premier League titles and Champions League titles, they have gone their separate ways. They have parted in good company. Thank you, you've been a great servant, but okay, I want to step down. It's not necessarily the club, you know, and usually when it's that time, you know, you got to know when your time sucks. And that's the thing. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what this transfer window does. I want to thank you all for being here. And, you know, I want to thank everyone for contributing. And there is on the conversation page, Palace Conversations, there is a link. So you can check that out and go to the conversation page that I have. And let's see if I can bring it up. But it's just one of those things, you know, I'm probably going to start doing the links, the lives on here. That way I have, it's all on one page and everything. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a great ride. It's just one of those things. I want to try to streamline everything that way. You know, I want to get it to where if you do that way, I want it so that if people want to are my friends, that, and I'm going to tag on it so that you can also see it on my page in case you don't belong to my conversation page. So, but, you know, I do have the PayPal link down there if you want to help make the conversation even better. You know, I can't wait tomorrow. I'm going to be with my wife and one of my good friends, and we're going to go see Dead & Company. They've both never seen the Dead in any form. My wife's at least seen Dark Star, so, you know, and if hopefully my wife has a great time. If she does, if she doesn't, we'll see. So I'm just going to have a great time no matter what, and, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, I think she will too, but got about 90 seconds left, and I can just see my wife being in Shakedown Street, ending up in some man freaking out. Man, he gave me something. Just kidding. Just kidding, folks. But, you know, just remember, folks, a stranger is just the best friend you haven't met yet. So, befriend people. You never know. They might be, and they're not all going to be perfect. They may be weird. They may, you know, not everyone's perfect. Not everyone's, you know, you may try to befriend someone that ends up being a psychopath. Who knows? But 99% of them are not that way. And, you know, so I want to thank you so much for being a part of the conversation. I hope you are. And I hope you do stuff. And I hope you wake up. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, good night. And God bless all. Goodbye.